Save the Semantics, episode 93. It is November 27th, 2019. My name is Myro. This is the podcast where I ramble on about things that interest me, including myself. I consider myself interesting? I mean, depends. I don't know. It's a weird relationship that I have with myself, you know? I think that goes for most people. It's been a while since I've recorded. I think it's been, what was the last time? Let me check. November 16, so it's been a while. It's been a little while since I've got onto the mic and recorded something. It's been a while since I've, done anything really creatively, I guess. I don't know. I'm always, like, saying that I got projects or whatever. That's just kind of me, wanting to do projects, but not necessarily knowing how to get around to them, you know, just because, just budgeting and, own, you know, other stuff, I guess. It's been a little while, though, and not a whole lot has really happened at all, to be honest. It's been a couple weeks, like I've mentioned. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, so that's exciting, I guess. It's fine. It's all right. Have a bit of a longer break. Today was my last day of classes before this Thanksgiving break that's coming up, which is fine, which is fine by me. Nothing too crazy. I'm gonna be a little busy actually, though. I'll be working over the break, so which is fine. I'm happy to be keeping busy. I think it's better than just kind of sitting holed up in my room, like it sometimes is. That was the case of, like, I'm sure I've mentioned it before, but, like, during break and stuff, like, when I'm holed up in my room, oh, God, stir crazy, man. I can't handle that. I need to be out and about a lot of the times. I can rest, and I can chill, but I also need to be out and about. That's just sort of how I operate. It is, what is it? Like I mentioned, November 27th. Today and yesterday were kind of the first days where it's kind of started to rain. Rainy season's coming up. I looked at the weather for next week. Looks like it's going to be raining all week next week. So that's fun. It's great. I mean, it's good and bad. It's good because, you know, we need rain and stuff. It's bad because stormy weather, wet shoes and socks, which I'm not a fan of. But it's all right. You know, you kind of deal with it as you go. This is one of the things that I need to prepare myself for, in regards to work next year, considering that I'll be commuting on the daily. Just getting used to those wet roads, just in terms of safety, driving safely, all that stuff. Something that I need to take into consideration when commuting is definitely a thing I have to take into account. So that's going to be an interesting change. Right now I'm recording in my car because it's raining right now. I don't really have any other place where I feel like it's like a good place to record. I think for the most part it sounds all right in here. Like, it's the acoustics of my car are okay, you know. I've mentioned that I've wanted to record while driving. That hasn't really worked out yet, mainly because my commutes are usually pretty short at the moment. I'm anticipating it to be longer in the future, but for now I think this is just kind of the format that I'll be doing. We'll test drive some new formats later on as time goes along. So what has been going on? Nothing too crazy as always. I do have a radio show Friday morning, so that should be pretty fun for the most part. Friday's gonna be a fucking chaotic day though. I'm gonna be doing that and I'll be working, so it's going to be pretty hectic, but I think I can handle it. I've had crazier days. It's been a little while since I've had the show. I think it'll be a good time. It's been a while since I've hosted the show. Like, I was co-host about a month or so back, but it's been a while since I've actually hosted the show, so that should be interesting. I need to update kind of my playlist and library of sorts. Usually the way I do the show is that I pick out just kind of a random selection of CDs that I find interesting from the library, and also a collection of songs that I've sort of found online. And then I compiled like a YouTube playlist of it, and I sort of go back and forth between those two, CDs and online sources, is sort of how I go about using, going about building a playlist of sorts and then providing music. So that should be fun. Looking forward to kind of, I haven't really taken too much of a dip into the folk country rock scene in a little while. I've listened to some stuff kind of recently, but not really extensively. So it'll be a nice little 3-hour trip back into, you know, the bluegrass and the folk music that I used to listen to more consistently. Right now, what have I been listening to? I've kind of listened to like some jazz, some kind of lo-fi stuff. I've been listening to that a little bit. I mean, it's just, you know, it's safe music. It's nice to listen to. It's good to listen to when studying and stuff. There's some pretty solid groups out there, and I listened to some R&B, some soul, kind of getting into more like relaxed, kind of more chill vibes, you know what I'm saying? Just to kind of put on like a calm demeanor or whatever, setting the mood and stuff like that. So that's been nice. I guess I'll recommend like an album or a song later, once I kind of have wrapped up my thoughts for today. Once again, it's rainy out. Also, the one thing I don't like, another thing I don't like about the rain is the fact that, like, my car, I've obviously complained about, you know, the things that I've had with my car, but, like, right now, I'm recording in my car, it's already starting to fog up, and I've only been talking for, like, what, 5 minutes or something like that? So, and, like, the AC and the heater are not exactly, well, the AC doesn't work, period, but the heater isn't like the strongest thing, so I have to kind of put it on blast, and I hate it being super stuffy in here because I start to sweat and all that stuff. Looking forward to getting a new car in the future for sure. Whenever the hell that's gonna be, that's one of the aspirations that I have, is getting a new car, whatever that may be. I'll be happy with really not anything, but I'll be happy with a car that's like 10 years old. I'll be really happy for a car that's 10 years old. I think that'd be great. Anything that's, like, you know, reliable, that can last me for a good chunk of time, that's something that I definitely would be looking forward to. One of my coworkers was talking about the process of getting, like, a new car. Not necessarily, like, a new car, but, like, a new car for him. So that would be, like, a used car. And I never really even, like, I've never bought a car, so that's just sort of a interesting thing to consider for the future, just sort of building up to the point where I can kind of purchase my own car, which would be fantastic, you know. That's a work in progress for sure. But he was just sort of talking about the process of, you know, figuring out what car he wanted, what dealerships to look to, and where to get it, how much it costs, obviously. So I thought that was interesting. That's definitely something that I should really incorporate when trying to get a new car. He made like a Google Doc with all the cars that he was interested in, or like it was like the specific model that he was interested in, the various prices that were available in different dealerships, and which ones he could use. Using those prices to kind of negotiate with dealers and that kind of thing. So that's definitely something I'll take into account when I'm getting a new car for sure. In terms of a new car, I am not entirely sure what I want. I don't want anything, obviously I don't want anything expensive. I don't know what my price range would be. I would have to figure that out. So I would definitely want like a hybrid, considering, you know, how much I'll be driving within the next year or so. So that would just be like the most efficient car to have. So I don't know. I don't want a Prius, just cause like it's just ugly. And also, like, I have issues with, like, the frame of it and stuff. I was in one of my friend's Priuses a little while back, and just, like, the way, like, the frame is kind of, like, blocking your view of, like, the side and stuff. I don't like that. I don't really fuck with that. Like, I feel like I don't really get, like, a good peripheral vision of my, you know, of, like, of my surroundings. So I feel like that could be kind of dangerous and stuff. But mostly it's just an ugly car, and I don't really fuck with that. It's just not aesthetically pleasing. And, you know, I like the fact that, like, the back is connected. What is that? It's like hatchback? I don't know what the term would be. I don't know cars. You know, like, the back seat is connected to, like, the trunk of the car. I like that, you know, where it can kind of easy access to your stuff. If you're going on, like, a road trip with a group of people, you need to store stuff in the back, easy access to your bags and stuff from the back. So that's what I like about that kind of design. But I'm sure there's other cars, you know, that have that feature, maybe, like, a Honda Accord, something like that, with a bit more of, like, a rounded back end or whatever. So I guess that's something I'll take into consideration. And, yeah. Just gotta be thinking, you know? Some things that I want. It's okay to be wanting sometimes, right? I mean, I want some stuff. I'm not necessarily greedy, but I want some stuff for sure. What have I been doing? What other stuff have I been doing? Playing a lot of Dragon Quest. A good amount of Dragon Quest. Not a ton, but, you know, a good amount. I'm reaching, like, I'm kind of finally reaching, like, the conclusion of the game, where it's, like, it's not, like, the post-game boss. I guess it is, in a sense, but it's sort of the main story boss. So I'm sort of slowly kind of building up to that point. Right now I'm kind of just doing some extra stuff to sort of build up to beating, that final boss. And I've also been, what have I been doing? It's been, like, 2 weeks. Come on, man. Things have surely happened. Surely they must have happened. And then don't call me Shirley. I'm really trying to think here. It's just kind of been, like, you know, it's steadily going. Nothing really too somewhat mundane, but it hasn't been, you know, terribly uninteresting per se. I'm sure there's been things that have caught my eye, but I just haven't noted down, which I should have. I just haven't gotten around to it, I guess. Netflix, not really a whole lot that I've watched other than the one Paul Rudd show that I mentioned on that last episode. I've been trying to get back into anime. Yesterday I started this one anime show called Raku. I think it was Rakuga. This is a longer title. Essentially, it's about, I don't know why, I've just kind of, like, there was Chihaya Furu, which was that one anime I was talking about way back. I stopped watching it because I felt like it was going to get predictable. That anime was talking about this card game, traditional card game, where it was essentially, the point was trying to guess the part of a poem, part of, like, the 100 poems from these famous and legendary Japanese writers. It's kind of sort of in that vein where it's, like, a very traditional, this new anime that I started to watch called Rakugo, which is sort of within that vein of, like, a traditional Japanese, practice, where it's storytelling, but it's very simple. It's just one individual who does it, and he or she sits on a mat with their knees and they perform some kind of story, and they tell the story through multiple characters' lenses
and perspectives, and they play these types of different characters. It's like, it's fascinating because, like, the good kind of Rakuga is how well, it's just sort of like the way you are, sort of transformed into this environment, how well, obviously how well that story is told, how well the storyteller can portray these different characters just by sitting down, right? Of course, they do, like, hand motions and stuff. They use the fan as, like, a prop in a sense. But other than that, it's just them. It's just them performing these multiple characters in the storyline. So they're the narrator. They're, they do the sounds. They, you know, they made, like, the onomatopoeia of, like, the sounds, like, the wind howling, or, like, the of them, like, eating food, or, like, drinking, sipping water, that kind of thing. Like, they do all of those sounds. Like, so how well they can kind of reflect that, how well they can portray these images, this is really how well they can tell their story. So, it focuses, it's kind of, like, multiple perspectives. I only really watched the first two episodes, but the first episode was introducing, which I don't think is really, he might be, like, one of the main characters, but that's, you know, up for, I don't know yet for sure, but he was the first character that's introduced, and he just got out of jail, for, I think, robbery or something like that. It's not exactly clear what his crime was. And he, in prison, he was introduced to Rakuga, and he got incredibly, like, a little too obsessed with it, right? Like, I think he's a weird character. Like, he got really, I think, way too into it, but I guess, like, he just sort of saw it as, like, his form of salvation and a way to kind of, reinvent himself. And he witnessed one of, like, the master Rakuga storytellers, and so he sought out this master in a nearby town, and they sort of develop, they're starting to kind of develop this relationship, and then it's kind of transformed into the background story of the master and his relationship with one of his best friends, and how they sort of developed their skill set and their particular storytelling in Rakuga. And immediately, you can kind of tell the major differences between good Rakuga and bad Rakuga. So, like, a bad Rakuga story telling is, like, if, like, the person is coherent in telling the story, but, like, it's not very, like, you're not really absorbed by it. Like, you're just not fully invested in that story because their storytelling isn't the most engaging. Like, they're, you know, sometimes their delivery is kind of flat. The way they imitate certain characters is not all that convincing, and the story kind of falls apart because of it. So, like, for example, one of the characters was telling a story about, like, it was supposed to be, like, a humorous story, but the way he was portraying these characters was just not funny at all. His delivery was just kind of very flat, and kind of unconvincing. So, like, nobody in the audience was laughing. He was essentially, like, bombing. Like, it was kind of, it's like a stand-up set. Like, he was just completely bombing. And then you kind of see someone else who is a lot better, and they're much more, you know, they're much more full of expression and that kind of thing. So they tell the story a lot better, even if the story isn't the most engaging, just the way they work the crowd and stuff. It's like stand-up. It's just different storytelling. It's just much more, it's traditional storytelling kind of thing. It's very interesting. So I've been watching that. I've been kind of trying to get back into some anime because I feel like I've been missing out. Attack on Titan, another one that I mentioned. I know that it's like in its like third or fourth season right now, right? I don't know if it's completed, but I heard it's gotten pretty good and engaging. So I think that's something I want to step back into. And what else is there? There's this one anime that I heard about that had like a crazy ass beginning story and stuff, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet. I haven't really, I'm trying to figure out what that one was called, so I'll definitely look into that for sure. And other than that, not really a whole lot to talk about, in a sense. It's Christmas season already. Christmas decorations are out where I work. Been listening to Christmas music for like the past 2 weeks, so it's all right, actually. I actually don't really mind it too much. I don't have that much of a hate boner as like other people do against Christmas music. I think it's fine. I think it's just sort of, I think when I'm walking around at work, it's kind of soothing listening to Christmas music. It's solid. It's good background music. Kind of distracts me from whatever the fuck else I'm pondering about, you know? So I think it's a solid distraction. And yeah, I think that's really all I got at the moment. I wanted to recommend an album or a song. I actually just recently listened to this album called The Jungle Is the Way Out by Mariba. Mariba? I think it's Mariba. Mariba? Mariba. I think it's Mariba. She has a song with Jid, J-I-D, called Sandstorm. Beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. I recommend using headphones to listen to it. I think their vocals just kind of complement each other so well. And Jid has like a... He's known for his, you know, rapping ability, but he also has a really nice voice as well, singing voice as well. I really recommend that song, Sandstorm, with Mariba featuring J.I.D. So that's going to be the recommended song of this podcast. I guess I should really link the songs, you know? Just put a YouTube link, Myro. It's not that hard. So I'll just include that in the description of the podcast as well. Anyways, that's going to do it for this episode. This has been Save the Semantics. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, if you do celebrate it. And this has been the episode. Great way of closing it. I'm trying to pause it. Where the fuck is the button? This has been Save the Semantics signing off.